I am most proud of things that you cannot see. Content warning, there is a discussion of weight loss. Years ago, during a job interview, I was asked what my two biggest accomplishments were. At the time, I had recently graduated university. I'd also been struggling with an eating disorder, undiagnosed, for about 6 years at that point, and had lost a lot of weight. Therefore, I responded, my two biggest accomplishments were graduating from university and losing 60 pounds. It made sense to me at the time to state things that are considered markers of success in our society, education and weight loss. In fact, most often when we think about success and accomplishment, we automatically jump to education, physical transformation, or important life milestones. We have celebrations for graduations, weddings, baby showers, getting a job, etc. And by no means am I saying we should not celebrate those things. But what if we widened our scope of what we view as accomplishments? For many people, myself included, some of the things I'm the most proud of are things you cannot see. When I look back on that interview now, I can't help but think of how differently I would answer that question today. I assuredly would never mention weight loss because losing weight was one of the most stressful and horrible things I've ever done to my body and mental health. But at the time in my life, it was celebrated. I celebrated it. Rather than acknowledging to myself or anyone else that it was causing me to suffer deeply, it feels backwards that I would have considered it something I was proud of. But now, over a decade later, when I think about what makes me proud, it's things that you can't see or touch. For example, I've worked very hard to take care of my mental wellness, and I no longer live with constant crippling anxiety. I took many steps and had many difficult conversations with people close to me in order to end cycles of trauma. I'm intentionally raising my kids to feel emotionally supported and regulated. I've let go of the notion of having to change my body and now fully believe that all bodies are good bodies. But these are not things that are regularly celebrated in our society. I am fortunate that many of the humans close to me actively celebrate my accomplishments. Huge shout out to Bianca, who tirelessly celebrates these wins and does an incredible job of reminding me when I forget. However, outside my closest circle, discussion of anxiety, processing trauma, and mental wellness might otherwise lead to quick topic changes, uncomfortable silence, or debates. But I am not the only person who is working their ass off to heal, grow, learn, and embolden their life in ways that we cannot always see. I have talked to hundreds of students over the years who are also doing incredibly powerful, difficult, and beautiful work of tending to their internal needs. They're working through experiences and emotions which they feel need processed. For many of them, no one is telling them what an extraordinary job they're doing and that the work they're doing is not only changing their own lives, but the lives of families and communities. These types of milestones are things that we need to celebrate. We should be cheerleaders for this quiet revolution taking place in so many people's lives. So what if we celebrated these kinds of things? How validating would it be if we started having celebrations for setting a hard boundary with a family member, getting a bigger size of jeans which fit comfortably, coming out to your parents, starting to trust yourself and follow your intuition, taking the first step to get a diagnosis so you can get better accommodations, going to therapy for the first time, starting a medication that you really need. These are so many huge milestones in people's lives that are quietly accomplishing. And seriously, the possibilities are endless. Imagine all the joy, love, and support if we openly celebrated more personal achievements. Increased accolades might help eliminate the feeling of shame many people experience about not meeting societal standards for milestones. Many people do not ascribe to those milestones anyway, feeling that they are a prescriptive idea of what our lives are quote-unquote supposed to look like. Instead, what if individuals could take stock of the incredible accomplishments they have achieved personally and be celebrated for them? It would be life-changing. If you have been working through some really challenging things and you have not been able to share them with anyone, I just want to say you are doing a great job. It might not be something you can see visually every day, but I promise it's important. It is a really big deal, and I hope you feel very proud of yourself.